Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So there are many mitzvahs in this week's Parsha, Parshas Ki Seitzei. So why did I choose, out of all the different mitzvahs of this Parsha, Tzedakah? Because we are in the middle of Chodesh Elul. And the three greatest zgulas in Chodesh Elul, as you know, are Tshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedakah. So I hope we will get around to speak about these three gewaltige mitzvahs. So I'm starting the other way around, because tshuva, most appropriate to talk as we approach Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So mitzvah tzedakah in this week's parsha, as we see at the top of our sheet, Ki yeh b'cho evyoin ma'achad achecho ba'achad shorecho. Asher Hashem alakecho noisen lecho. Lo ta'ametz es levavcho. Velo itik paitz es yodcho ma'ochicho hu evyoin. Ki pesach tiftach es yodcho loy. The Torah says, your heart shouldn't be hardened and your hand should not be closed. Open your heart, open your hand, feel the pain of others, and give tzedakah. How much tzedakah is one supposed to give? So we find three different levels, or rather three different shiurim. Chomesh, Maisa, and I'm sure all of you are aware of Maisa Ksofim, Chomesh, but the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Tes, we find a chiddush, and that is source number 2 on our sheet. La'olam al yimna adam atzmai melosei shlishes hashekel b'shana. You need to give at least a third of a shekel every year. Now let me make this clear. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean a third of an Israeli shekel chadash, which would be 33 agurot. No. Third of a shekel of days of yore. But still, it's not a lot of money for a year. And the Gemara brings a source. La'olam al yimna adam atzmai loses shlishes ha-shekel b'shona sh'ne'emar ve'hamadnu eleinu mitzvis loses oleinu shlishes ha-shekel b'shona la'avoides b'yis elokeinu. Could anybody guess where this posik is? You need to learn Tanakh to know where this posik is. It's not in Teiras Moshe, it's not in Chumash. It is in Sefer Nehemiah. And you all know what Sefer Nehemiah is about. Ezra HaSofer and Nehemiah were the ones that organized the Aliyah from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to build the Bayis Sheni. And Sefer Nehemiah describes with great detail everything that transpired. And in Sefer Nehemiah we learned that they took upon themselves, each of them, to give a third of a shekel a year. La'avoides beis Elokeinu. So this din is a gevaldige
shekel. Kol HaLashon.
This halacha we find, source number 3, Hilchas Tzedakah Yeradei Simareish Mem Tet. I think it should be an Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Nun Gimel and Hilchas Beis HaKnesses. Because what they took upon themselves in the days of Nehemiah is to give a third of a shekel to build the Beis HaMikdash and for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Chof Tes says, Posik in Novi Yecheskel, Ve'ehi lohem le'migdash ma'at, Ve'kol mokom asher yevoyu shomo, Ela bot ha'knesi yisabot ha'medrashah shebebavel. Our shuls, our yeshivas, those are the Bote Mikdash that we have. So if in the days of Nehemiah everybody gave a third of a shekel for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, that would be L'choira Din in Binyan Beis HaKnesses. But Chazal teach us, no, it becomes a Din in Hilchas Tzedakah. So let's have a look at source number three again. L'olam al yibna odam atzmai melosis poches mishlishes a shekel l'shona ve'im nosan poches mze lo kiyem mitzvus tzedakah. Is that so? Does anybody know what does Pruta de Rav Yosef mean? Are you familiar with Pruta de Rav Yosef? I'm only asking the Talmidim, not the Rosh Yeshiva, not the Ramim. Does anybody know what Pruta de Rav Yosef means? It's a sugya in a few different makoymes and shas. Shoymer Aveda is Yeshoymer Sochar or Shoymer Chinam? Rav Yosef says Shoymer Aveda has the din of a Shoymer Sochar. Why? He has benefit. When he takes care of that Aveda that he found in the street, he has indirect benefit. And what benefit does he have? When he's busy taking care of that Aveda, he has the Oisig B'mitzvah. Oisig B'mitzvah put him in a mitzvah. So he doesn't need to give a pruta for an oni. So this Gemara proves that if you give a pruta, you're a Mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. And in so many different sources in Shas, we learn an oisim pruta la'oni. So how does the Shulchan Aruch say, if you didn't give a third of a shekel every year, you weren't Mekayim mitzvah tzedakah? It is clear that anybody that gives a pruta la'oni is Mekayim mitzvah tzedakah. However, you were at Mekayim mitzvah tzedakah in the way that Chazal were metaken. You have a mitzvah every time you give a pruta la'oni. Reb Shelev Diskin argues, you don't even need to give a pruta. Anything you gave to the poor and the desperate that make them happy is a mitzvah of tzedakah. Person comes in, he's extremely hungry, and you give him a date, you give him a fig, you give him some grapes. Doesn't depend whether it's a shavah pruta or not. That is a mitzvah of tzedakah. But maybe that would be called gimelas l'sodom, and not necessarily tzedakah. But if you give a pruta, you're definitely mekayim the mitzvah. So obviously, this Shulchan Aruch, the sources in the Rambam, Perek Zayim Matnas Aniyah means you weren't Mekayim Mitzvah Tzedakah kederach shetiknu Chazal. So that is minimum. Then we find Maisa. Some people are surprised to learn that Maisa Ksofim isn't mentioned anywhere, neither in Bavli nor in Yerushalmi. So where does this halacha come from? Tanach Daptet. Source number five. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Maidach Sev Aser Ta Aser Aser B'Shvil Shetis Asher. If you're going to give Maisa, that is a Zgula, you're going to become rich. So many good people give Maisa, and not all of them become rich. Some very rich people gave Maisa, and they became poor. But Chazal promised, Aser Bishvil Shittas Asher. We will deal with this question in a few moments. So the Gemara in Bavli is Mefarish, the Kefal Haloshoin, Aser to Aser. Why do we find this word twice? Aser Bishvil Shittas Asher. Source number six is Toisvis. Hoche Ise Bisifri. Aser ta aser es kol tvua zarach o hayoitza hasod eshon eshono. Ein li yele tvua zarach o shechayv b'maiser. Rebesu parke matye v'kol shal avoch amenayin talmid loyma. Eis kol tvua zarach. So the Sifri darshens from this same posuk that you need to give maiser not only from the produce of the fields, but also any profit you make, whether it's business, investments, Any profits you make, you need to give ma'aser. So many people ask this question throughout the ages. How is it possible that people gave ma'aser? They did not become rich. Not only did they become rich, as we know, galgal choyza biyolam, some of them lost whatever they had. So at the time, some gedolim said, this proves that they didn't really give ma'aser. And many people found that very offensive, because many of these great tzaddikim did give ma'aser. Some of them gave far more than ma'aser. I know many people in America that gave far more than a chomish, and not always did it help them. So the most important source in this sugya is the Pisrei Tshuva. I think it's source number 12. Quoting the Shlo, Shilas Yavetz, and many others. Ase b'shul shetes asher ein lecho boi elo pshutoi. The posek and this promise refers only to Maser Dagon. Maser oni, the people give from the produce of the field. It does not include Maser Ksofim at all. You need to give Maser Ksofim because you want to do the right thing. And I tell people, if the only reason you're giving Maser is as an investment, then don't give Maser. Because nobody will promise you that you're going to become rich, or you won't become poor. And when Chazal say, Aser b'shvil shetes asher, that is Maser Dagon. When people grew fruits and vegetables in the fields, and once in 3 years they gave Maser Oni, that once in 3 years it was Maser Sheni. Two out of the three is Maser Oni. And Maser Oni, Chazal say, Asa Mishul Shetasasha, it does not include Maisek Sofen. You need to give Maisek Sofen because you want to do the right thing. You give Maisek Sofen because you are aware that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you wealth, not for yourself, but only to share with others. And that is the reason you give Maisa, not because you want to make sure that you're going to sustain your wealth. And that is a very important yesod. So Maisek Sofen, Tosis brings from the Safri. The opinion of the Bach, source number 11 on our sheet. The Bach deals with the question, could you give Maisek Sofen to build a shul, or to support a koilel? And the Bach says, Maiser Oni is Maiser Oni. And the only thing you could do with Maiser Oni is support the poor and the needy. Nothing else. However, once again, that aloha applies only to Maiser Oni from the fields. Maiser Ksofim is a din in tzedakah. So Maiser Ksofim, you could support a new shul, you could support a kopis gemach, any dvar mitzvah, is okay with Maisek Ksofim. So in many different areas, the great poskim say that Pshutoi Shel Mikra only talks about Maisek from fields, fruits and vegetables. Oni Maisek Oni, we have the promise of Ase B'Shvil Shetes Asher. Oni Maser Oni needs to go exclusively to Aniyim. Maisek Sofim is a din in Hilchas Tzedakah, and therefore, whatever Dvar Mitzvah you do with your Maisek money is legitimate. You could build a school, you could build a shul, you could support Aniyim, you could open up a kitchen, or do any other Dvar Mitzvah. And the opinion of the Bach is, last line, source number 11, Maisa Ksofim, that you give from Mashu Marviach B'Masa V'Matan V'Shara V'Ochem Eino V'Chalza V'Yocha Litten V'Mene L'Tzadok V'Lepid Yishuom Sharei Eino Yichayev Bo Lo Mena Toira V'Lo Midrabonon. According to the Bach, Maisa Ksofim is a minag, and it's a midas chasidus. It is not a chiyuv. And then we come to level number 3, which is a chaymesh, 20%. So both the Rambam and the Shonoch write, giving 20%, giving a chaymesh is a mitzvah and a muvchar. Maaser is mida beinonis. Does a person need to give 20%? The goyin is very machmir. However, the Rambam and the Shonoch write, mitzvah min ha-muvchar. Does anybody remember where is the Gemara about a chaymesh? It's interesting. Maisa isn't mentioned anywhere in the Gemara, but chaymesh is, both in Bavli and in Yerushalmi. Ksuvas Daf Nun, the Gemara says, Bo'usha hitkinu, ha-mebazviz, al-yevazviz yoysem ha-chaymesh. Tekonas Usha, there was a Choshev Beis Din sitting in Usha, and that is a town in Eretz Yisrael 2,000 years ago, and they were metaken, amavazbez al yavazbez yisem achoymish. And this is a Ma'am Chazal in a negative context and not in a positive one. The Gemara doesn't say how much yes, the Gemara says how much no. Don't give away more than 20%. So where does the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch take that you need to give 20%? This same Ma'am Chazal is found twice in Yerushalmi. Peya, Beis Amid Beis. And does anybody know why it's in the beginning of Masechet Peya? Do you learn Masechet Peya every day? Does anybody know? Yes, you should. Eled Vorem Sheinem Shio. It's in all the Sidurim, every day in the morning. That's the very first Mishnah Masechet Peya. One of the Dvorim She'ein Lehem Shiur is Gemilus Chasodim. So, in Yerushalmi, the Gemara says, Min HaTorah Ein Lo Shiur, Mid Rabbonin Yesh Lo. Bo'usha Hidkinu She'ehei Odom Mafresh Chaymish Min HaChosov L'Tzadok. So in Bamli, the Loshan is, Amabazviz al yabazviz yoysem achoymish. But the Yerushalmi says, the Konas issue was that a person should set aside 20% of his profits for a tzedakah. And that is also ksubas daf choftes in Yerushalmi. So I think the Rambam maintained, it's not mistaken to make a machlokes between Bavli and Yerushalmi when maybe there is no machlokes. So even though the Loshon of Bavli is Al Yabazviz Yoysem HaChaymish, probably Pshat would be, you need to give a Chaymish, but not more. So the Bavli and the Yerushalmi actually mean the same, even though there is a slight difference in the wording. So when the Bavli says, Amabazviz Al Yabazviz Yoysem HaChaymish, and the Yerushalmi says, why say it's a machlokes? And that is where chaymish comes from. So both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, if we find 3 different levels in tzedakah, chaymish is 20%, ma'aser is 10%, minimum a third of a shekel. So the Rambam Perek Zayin, it's not on our sheet, but the Rambam says, Mitzvah min ha-muvchar is a chaymish. Beinoni gives ma'isa. Less than ma'isa is ayin ro. But at least a third of a shekel. And all these different levels are midrabbanan. Va'asmachuho akro. These are not minatayra. Minatayra, when you give, any time you give, and whatever you give, and how much you give, you makayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. So when we ask the question, how much does a person need to give? All the Torah says is, you need to give. Ve'nimsar hadover lachachomim. And the chachomim are the ones that define how much should one give. And we find three different levels. Chaimish, Maisa, Shlishis, Hasheka. So I started off today's shiur with a Maimon Chazal we are all familiar with. And we know this from the Machzor. Tshuva, Tfilo, Utsadoka, Maviren, Esroya, Hagzeira. Why is tzedakah so important? There's a sif in Shulchan Aruch, a person should give tzedakah before he davens. And the minhag is, we give tzedakah in the morning. Because tzedakah is a zgula, our tefillah should be niskabel. V'ani b'tzedek echeze ponecho. From this posik Chazal teaches us, b'tzedek echeze ponecho. When we give tzedakah, Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts us, and our tefillahs are niskabel. And that is where the minhag comes from, to give tzedakah before you daven. Actually, one should give tzedakah before every tefillah. But most people aren't aware of that, and they give tzedakah in the morning. But one should actually do the same before mincha, before malav, before every tefillah, because that is the segula for kabbalas tefillah. As we learn today, aser b'shvil shittes asher, tzedakah is also a segula for parnosa. It's not a promise, as I explained, but it definitely is a segula. Ksuvas daf samach beis, Chazal tell the story, though that's a gemara b'Bava Basra, about Munvaz HaMelech, that gave tons of tzedakah. And the other members of the royal family said, you're wasting the money that our fathers and forefathers saved. And he responded, Avoy Saigonzo Lamato, Vanigenasti Lamala. The only money you really have is the money you gave away for tzedakah. That is the only money that is really yours. Whatever other monies you possess are not really yours, because it all could evaporate in a moment, as we all know. You're young kids, you don't know. But people my age know. You could be rich one day and poor the other. The only money one really has is the monies that he gave away. That is yours. And the money you gave away for tzedakah, nobody could ever take that away from you. And the money you gave away for tzedakah, that is forever. All the rest is just kachaloyim yo'uf. So tzedakah is a segula for shefa, but more important than anything else, the posuk says, v'tzedakah tatzel memores. So when you give tzedakah, one never knows what to expect tomorrow. And tzedakah is good for good health. So in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara tells a story about Binyamin HaTzadik. Binyamin HaTzadik was a gabbai shel tzedakah. And it happened, it transpired that a woman came before Binyamin HaTzadik and she said, Rabbi Parnaseini, I need support. Could you give me some money? And Binyamin HaTzadik says, there is no money in the account right now. Maybe come back next week or 2 weeks. Some money will come in, and I'll be happy to help you. And this lady says, no, Rebbe. Em ein atu mefarneseini isho v'shivo b'neo meisim berov. We are in dire straits. I can't wait. The house is empty. I have little children. There is no food in the house. And if you don't help me, my family might perish from hunger. Omed v'penasa mishaloi. He went into the other room. He took his private monies, whatever he had, and he gave it away. And then Chazal say that Binyamin HaTzadik fell desperately sick. And he was dying. He was terminally ill. Malachi Ashoras Amru lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they said, Rabboni Shel Olam, you said, Kol HaMakayim Nefesh Achas Mesor Kilu Kiyem Olam Oleh. If you save one person, you save the world. Binyamin HaTzadik saved 8 worlds. A woman and 7 children. So why would he die? Miyad nikra gezar dinoi, and miraculously he recovered. He had a miraculous recovery, and he became well. And then the Gemara says, Va'amrila hosifu lochov beishonam al shenotav. Not only did he recover, 22 years were added to his original lifetime. So that is the zgula of tzedukah, and that is why tzedukah is so important. B'yomim niroim, and a chodesh elul, as we prepare for a new year, and we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishufo Racham Eishamayim. So whenever I tell the story of Baba Basra, I must say the pshat of the Gaon, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, because it is both a spark of genius and probably Ruach HaKodesh. Why 22 years? Klal Godol Biyadeinu. Whenever we find a number, whether it's in Torah, or Nevi'im, or Ksuvim, or even a Godois Chazal, every number has a meaning. No number we find in Torah is just coincidental. No number we find in Chazal is just, it happened to be. And if Menashomayim, 22 years were added on to Binyamin HaTzadik, there must be an explanation why exactly 22 years. Loipachas v'lo yoysa. So the Gaon says, Baba Basra Daf Tes, the Gemara says, Anoisim pruta la'oni mizborach b'shishu brochis. Hamafaiso bidvorim mizborach b'yud aleph. Whenever you give tzedakah, you are blessed 6 times. And if you give tzedakah in a proper way, b'seva ponim yafis. You gave tzedakah and you didn't give the recipient a bad feeling. You made him happy. And you conveyed to the ani gratitude. Thank you for giving me the schus to perform this mitzvah. Then you are blessed b'yud aleph brachas. So Binyamin HaTzadik, how many people did he save? 8. 8 times 11 is 88. So the Daf Chof, the Gemara says, Schus, Toilo, Gimel, Chadoshim. Every schus a person has, every mitzvah he gives, every mitzvah he performs, gives him 3 months of life. Schus, Toilo, Gimel, Chadoshim. 3 times 88. You know the timetable. How much is 3 times 88? 264. Reish Samech Dalet, and that is exactly Chov Beis Shonim. 12 times 22 is 264, and that is exactly 3 times 88, and that is why Yosifu Lo Chov Beis Shonim Al Shnotav. So as we approach the Yomim Neron, one of the most important assets we have is tzedakah. Tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. So boys in yeshiva, not all of them have money to give a lot of tzedakah. Some do, some don't. Some of us have wealthier parents and some of us don't. But everybody could give something, and I think For yeshiva boys, the mitzvah of tzedakah is not only about money, it is gemilas chesedim. And in yeshiva, there are so many opportunities to do chesed. You see your friend, has some shvacha moments, or shvacha days, give him chizuk, learn together. So many opportunities in yeshiva to do chesed. Chesed and tzedakah are the same. And Chazal teaches gemilas chesedim, sometimes manifests itself in mamon, and sometimes you have gemilas chesedim begufoy, and that is all included in tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, ma'avira, nesuloya, ha'gzera. So we should all have a gevaldige zman. The elul zman is the shortest zman. You barely start, and it's over. But the elul zman should be the greatest zman we have in yeshiva, because it's elul. And because these are very special days. So there are many ramazim about Chodesh Elul. Es levavcho ve'es levav Rosh Teves Elul. Echod la'oyla v'yechod lechatos. Rosh Teves Elul. But the most famous remez, who knows? Ani ledoidi v'doidili. A fool might think, how did we get all these ramazim? A guy happened to be bored, didn't have cheshik to learn. So he went to the bookshelf, he pulled out the Tanakh Hotzaat Koren, and he started reading the psukim, and whenever he found a pasuk with a sequence of Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, he underlined it, and that is how we got a lot of ramazim and Chodesh Elul. But that would be a foolish thought, because all these ramazim are in Kitvei Ha'ari, and some of them are in Balaturim. So each of these ramonim has a profound meaning in Pnimius. And I think the most important one is Ani Ledoidi V'doidi Li. And why do I think so? Yomim Neroim are Yomim Neroim. Kishmam Kein Heim. These are days of awe. And Erech and Daf Yud, the Gemara says, Shalom Malachi Ashores Es HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's the second Mama Chazal I'm quoting in the short shir today, in which the Malachim opened their mouths, which is an interesting phenomenon into itself. When Binyamin HaTzadik became ill, the Malachim came with a tiny to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And in Erech and Afyu, the Gemara says, Shalom Malach Yeshuas is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lamo Ein Yisrael Oymer Mahalal B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. How come the Jews aren't saying Halal Hashanah V'Yom Kippur? And why would the Malachim care? Obviously they do. Obviously when we say Halal, our Halal is Boikeya Rekiyim. It goes up straight to the Kisei Kovet. And even the Malachim are silent and stand aside. Bnei Yisrael Oymerim Halel. And that is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Shiras HaMalachim. So the Malachim wonder, how come they're not saying Halel Hashon and Yom Kippur? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained to the Malachim, Efshar, Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Adin, Sifra Chaim V'Sifra Meisi B'Suchum Lefona V'Yoymerim Halel. And the way I understand the Gemara, it's not that we don't need to say halal. We do, but we can't. We should, but we can't. Because you need to say halal b'simchi yaseira. And days of awe are days of awe. And we cannot have enough simcha to say halal. So these days are days of awe, days of fright. But the pasuk ani ledoidi v'doidi li is not in the Pirkei Techocha of the Nevi'im Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel. Those were the great Nevi'im that warned Klal Yisrael the tragedy will be coming. Where is the posuk ani ledoidi vedoidi li? You all know. Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashirim is not exactly a sefer of awe, of yira. Shir Hashirim is the ultimate sefer of ahava. And this comes to teach us Elul is not midas adin. Elul is kol, koloi racham. Elul is about the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Kindalach, why wait for Yemei Adin? Come back to me before Yemei Adin. These are Yemei Rachamim. These are days of love, not days of awe. Take advantage. Take advantage of Elul. Elul is Ani Ledoidi V'doidi Li. Elul is Shir Hashirim. Don't wait for the days of judgment. It'll be far tougher then. Do it now. That is what Elul is all about. It's Ani Ledoidi V'doidi Li. So Choshev Etalmidim. It's Elul. It's almost the middle of Elul. Today's Yud Elul. Take advantage. Take advantage of every day. Learn better, daven better, learn more, daven more, and give as much tzedakah as you can. Not only b'mamoinai, but also b'gufoi. Ish esrei eyo yazero, ola ochev yoyim echazak. We should all have a gevaldige elul, and a gevaldige zman, and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.